What's up, ear holders? How you doing? Welcome back or to the Professionally Silly Podcast, the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. We shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome paranormal experiences, true crime stories, and a lot of interesting random topics I find online. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And if you're new here, you're going to enjoy yourself a lot. You are. I have no idea why I whispered that. This is what happens every now and then. Random. Make sure you go ahead and check out the titles of my past episodes. They might tickle your fancy, you know? No idea why I worded it like that. I really need to start paying attention to the things that I say. Anywho, enjoy the silly. So, this week has been wild as fuck in the Jones household. And you know when you have people in your family that you haven't seen in years, like even before the COVID pandemic, you know, just I have some family members that it just kind of seemed like they didn't fuck with us, like they didn't fuck with the Joneses, you know. I'm not sure why or what happened in the past or if anything at all. I don't know, sometimes it just be like that. So anyways, I ended up seeing two different whole-ass families in 1 week. Okay, so we had some old family friends visit us from Texas, which was wonderful because we haven't seen them legit since I was like, I don't know, in like middle school or high school or whatever. Then we had another side of the family that lives in Pennsylvania, and I haven't seen them since I was like 8, maybe even younger, 5, 6, I don't know. I'm talking over 20 years, okay? And it was just an interesting couple of weeks. What can I say? There is no bad blood between our families or anything like that, or at least not that I'm aware of. I don't know. But I haven't been that close to either of those families in years. You know, I've met cousins recently that I've only seen baby pictures of, and they're like almost adults now in college and stuff. Like, it's like, what? You know? And I think they're my second cousins. Isn't that what it's called when your cousin has kids? Like, I don't know. Look, I'm not a scientist, but I feel like if your cousins have children, those children are your second cousins, I think. I don't know. So somebody Google that. Somebody let me know what's going on there. Anyways, it was so weird seeing everyone, but it was great. You know, most of them weren't vaccinated, which kind of freaked me out a bit because they were in my home. This is my safe space. You know what I'm saying? And you have the right to do whatever the hell you want with your body. But in my home, you gotta disclose what the fuck is going on with your body. Okay, just let me know. I feel like that's only fair. Like, but you know, other than being terrified that my long-lost family members brought COVID into my home, it was a lovely couple of weeks. You know, I enjoyed seeing them. And I sprayed the house with Lysol. I burned some sage, said a few prayers. You know, I'm not playing these games, y'all. I'm just, no chances will be taken, you know. And I believe we have two more people coming to visit for my mother's birthday this month. And her birthday is on the 18th. And I'm interested in that, but I'm almost positive that these two are vaccinated. So they can stay as long as they please. They can breathe and sneeze all over the house if they want to. It's totally fine. Anyways, I want to share some amazing news with you guys. It's super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global has reached out to me and wanted me to try their product. Now, Vance Global is a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hip manufacturer, okay? So Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products. And they have even created the most potent CBD cigarette out there. So if you're interested in CBD cigarettes, or maybe you're interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, and this is for you, So check out their Instagram at Vance Global, V-A-N-C-E, the word global, and take a look at the merchandise that they've got. And if you see something that you want, hey, I got a little deal for you. If you see something you want to purchase, make sure you use the coupon code SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Yep. The coupon code, once again, is SMILES, S-M-I-L-E-S, to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global. I'll be sure to post their link tree below in the show notes of this episode so you can go ahead and click and take a look at the awesome stuff that they've got. Yes, I was so excited to share that with you. Now, I've actually tried their product, and I am here for it. Love it. So, on with the show. Last week, we took a dive into the true crime world. We discussed the Keddy Cabin murders, and it is still to this day an unsolved crime, a quadruple homicide that inspired the movie The Strangers. And it was a creepy ass episode that totally piggybacked off an episode that I did back in February of 2020, Horror Movies Inspired by True Events Part 1. And it was a great episode. And I'm not saying that because I'm biased and I created it, but it was really interesting. It was. Now, you guys know that I do true crime episodes on this podcast pretty often. But those episodes take so much time to research because I like to fact check things and make sure that I'm not spewing out bullshit, you know, and that my friends, you know, that takes time, my friends. It does. So today we're going to go ahead and stick to the true crime theme, except no one is assaulted or dies, as far as I know. Okay, so crime does come in many forms, and everyone doesn't have to die constantly for crime to be involved there. Some crimes, drink every time I say crimes, some crimes are done by people who just don't think before they act. And as they said in the movie Forrest Gump, stupid is, stupid does. Okay, so let's go ahead and discuss some of those things that a few idiots in the criminal world have done. This is going to be fun. Now, before we get into today's episode, let me remind you, if you guys have any fun, scary, creepy, embarrassing, interesting stories or experiences that you want to share, send them in. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I talk about a lot of interesting topics here on the show. Okay, so if you want to join in on the silly, do that. Also, check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram page at It's Pro Silly, and our new Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Look, we everywhere, y'all. We taking this silly all over the internet. Understand? Show your support for this podcast by leaving a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using. That would be helpful. I would love that. Thank you. And also, you guys, you kick so much ass for coming back every week and chilling with me. I really appreciate it. I do. So let's go ahead and get to these dumbass criminals. How about that? All right. Okay, so let's go ahead and dip our toe into the pool of stupid, if you will. I found a cute little article on dailyedge.ie, and it says that there was a guy who pocket dialed 911 while he was robbing a house. That is just dumb. I don't understand how the entire fuck that happened. This is just beyond me and beneath my pay grade to understand. It is. Douglas Wolaver. Wolaver? I don't know. His name is not important. Anyway, Doug decided to rob a house in Ohio. Shout out to Ohio. What up, y'all? Ow! I don't know what sound that was. I was going to go for ow, and then I was going to go for bom, bom. I don't know. Just a lot of things happened that weren't supposed to. Anyway, what up, Ohio? So while he was committing what I believe to be a felony, I don't know that, I know that armed robbery is a felony, but I'm not sure if robbery without a weapon is considered a felony. I don't know. Anyways, while he was robbing this house, his phone dialed 911 in his pocket. Now, the 911 dispatcher was able to trace the call and send the police to the address, okay? And they found him there in mid-crime. Like, he was still in the house looking for shit to steal. What? Okay, can you imagine, okay, that you're, okay, imagine this, actually. You don't have to. There's no question. Imagine, I'm telling you to imagine it right now. Imagine that you're robbing a house, okay, and the only reason that you are arrested is because you butt-dialed the cops. Like, how do you explain that to your new neighbors in jail / prison? I don't know which one you go to. Jail or prison, one of the two. I just don't feel like that would get you the respect you need to survive behind bars. Man, Douglas, my guy, listen. I'm glad you're an idiot, though. I am. There are several things in this world that I cannot stand, okay? Liars and thieves are on my top 5 list, okay? Fuck you. You suck. Glad you're dumb. Glad your ass was plump enough to dial 911. So keep doing those squats. I'm going to join you on that, Doug. And we're going to take over the world with our asses. Okay. Wow, what an idiot. I am just never surprised by the things that I find online anymore. I mean, I always expect the most shocking shit to be there, and I find that shocking shit and I bring it to you. That's my job. That's what I do for free. Okay, so this next story is kind of stupid. I almost feel sorry for him. Almost. Not quite, because he's still an ass. So this story is coming out of the BBC.com website. So it says here that the Gwent police, I'm probably saying that wrong, G-W-E-N-T, Gwent, right? Is that, I don't know. Anyway, the police there posted on their Facebook that they were looking for 19-year-old Logan James from, oh shit, here's another hard one, Caerphilly area. I don't know, dude, it's spelled Caerphilly. See, I recognize the word Philly, but the first four letters in the beginning of that word is like, what? Anyways, Caerphilly, I'm gonna call it Caerphilly, in the Caerphilly area, it says that Logan breached his license conditions after being released from prison, which pretty much means that he violated his parole. Now, it that kind of sounds like to me exactly that he violated his parole, because they just word things a little bit differently across the pond in the UK. So instead of his license conditions after being released from prison, he breached them. I hear we're like, yo, that motherfucker violated his parole. You know? Anyways, the Facebook post on the police account goes on to say that Logan received an 8-month sentence for wounding, affray, common assault, and being in possession of a knife. Now, I won't lie, I had to Google affray, because I've never heard that term before. So according to Google, it means an instance of fighting in a public space that disturbed the peace. Now that to me sounds like disorderly conduct. That's what I think that is. That's what I believe that we call it here in America, disorderly conduct. So Logan decides to respond to the Facebook post that the police department made. And he said, and I quote, "Ha ha, catch me if you can. Won't see me slipping," end quote. Now, I shit you not. this is what he did. He comments on a police post on Facebook that the police posted. He decided to comment. That's what he did. He responded to the Facebook post on his own Facebook account, mind you. Okay, didn't do it from a friend's account, didn't create a bullshit account, from his own Facebook account. If I gave zero fucks was a person, it would be Logan. I cannot for the life of me figure out what the fuck he was thinking. I mean, okay, he's 19 years old, so technically he's an adult. I'm trying to understand the stupidity. Was he into drugs? Was he just stupid? Was he drunk? Was he just confident that his white privilege would keep his ass out of jail? I don't know. So later that day, the same day that he decided to respond to the police department's Facebook post, they caught him and then thanked him for drawing their attention to to their efforts to return him to prison. That's what they did. He also wrote in the Facebook post, if I remember correctly, that, "Oh, I've been out here walking around my house all day. They ain't trying that hard to find me." You know, shit like that. Okay. Oh my God. Like, okay. Like, you were out. Like, you were out. Like, you, yes, you breached the licensing. Okay. You violated parole. I forget how they say it, but you violated parole. You're out. Okay. It's, I'm not saying that he should run or anything like that, but he certainly didn't need to make it easier for the police to find him. I just feel like if either of us, whether it's me or you, the person listening to this episode, I feel like we would do a better job and we would not seek the police out on their own Facebook post. I just don't think we would do that. Would you? I wouldn't. I'll be sure to share a screenshot of that Facebook conversation onto the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. Wow, I'm just floored by this whole thing. The stupidity is so there. It's thick. It's thick. You see what I'm saying? Like Cardi B's booty, just thick. I need to add some extra C's and K's in there. Holy shit. Wow. Okay. I don't know about you guys, but I have certainly purchased my share of scratch-off lottery tickets. And I'll be honest with you, I've never won more than a dollar on those things, okay? Most of the time, I lose completely or I win a free ticket. And when I get the free ticket, that one loses. I have the absolute worst luck with those things. And what annoys me the most is I have friends who have won $50 or more. And I actually know a chick who won $500 on a scratch-off lottery ticket, and I hated her immediately. Immediately. She's such a bitch. Anyways, I love her. She's a good friend of mine. Really good friend. And I bring up the lotto scratch-offs because we have a case in Florida that involves them. What up, newser.com? What's up, man? I appreciate this awesome story that you shared on your awesome site. It's newser, newser.com, if you want to go ahead and check them out. We've got a 27-year-old. His name is Herbert McClellan, another difficult name, McClellan, we'll go with that. Herbert stole about a dozen scratch-off lottery tickets from a Speedway gas station. Now, Speedway gas stations are very popular down here in the South. They may be popular in other places, but I'm not really sure. Don't live anyplace else currently. And honestly, the area that I live in, the Quick Trip gas station, that's the place to be, okay? You can get yourself a hot dog, a 59-cent, 2-liter Coke. I'm being facetious. It's not that cheap, but really cheap-ass big sodas. Buy you some weed in the parking lot, and you good to go. You know, that's what we do with the Quick Trips out here. Anyways, these motherfuckers have the audacity, Quick Trip, by the way, I'm talking about, the audacity to serve macaroni and cheese and pizza in there. Okay, now I say this because when I was growing up, the only hot foods that gas stations sold were hot dogs and maybe if you were lucky, some nachos. Okay, nowadays you can get burgers, chicken sandwiches, taquitos, sausage biscuits, chicken wings, all kinds of shit. Okay, just a whole ass restaurant at the gas station. Look, y'all, times have changed, y'all. Times have changed. You can get a whole ass meal at the gas station now. It's ridiculous. Oh my God. Anyway, back to the story. So 27, I probably have some new listeners here who are like, is she talking about gas station food? Is this what we're doing? It was, we're moving on now. So 27-year-old Herbert, we'll call him Herb, down in Clearwater, Florida, which you guys know, I love my Florida stories. Clearwater, Florida, he decided to enter the Speedway gas station around 2 a.m. in the morning and steal about a dozen scratch-off lottery tickets from the gas station. He just waited until the cashier wasn't paying attention, and reached over and grabbed the tickets and just walked out. Now, in all, the tickets that he stole were worth a little over $100, okay? So he leaves the store. And you know how it is with those scratch-off lottery tickets. You can't wait to see if you won. You gotta scratch them off immediately. You do. That's like a rule. And that is exactly what Herb does. He finds out that one of his tickets was a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner for $30. Okay? So he waited a few hours, and you'll never guess what he did. Or maybe you can. If you're not specific enough, okay, you know that he did something stupid. So you don't have to be super specific about what he did next. This genius decided to go to the same gas station that he stole the scratch-off lottery tickets from and cash them in. Yeah, he wanted his $30. Like, he wanted that 30 bucks bad. Okay, because he went to the same fucking place. So he probably just waltzes in there, confident as fuck, thinking he just committed the perfect crime. But of course, this is the Professionally Silly podcast, so he absolutely is incorrect. This is not the perfect crime, okay? So the employees of the gas station, you know, they call the police and let them know that he's back, you know, and he was arrested on the spot and charged with petty theft, dealing with stolen property, and driving with a suspended license for not one, but two, the second time. Driving with a suspended license for the second time. Can you believe that? This motherfucker is dumb. Gas stations have these things. They're called security cameras. You know? That's crazy. So clearly, the police are dealing with a mastermind. Now, mind you now, the Clearwater Police Department shared a Facebook post about this incident. And it says, and once again, I'm quoting here, it says, "It's safe to say it was not his lucky day." End quote. I cannot. Love it. Love it. Couldn't love it more. I should have shared these last two stories that involved Facebook. I should have shared them on my, was that episode I did? Criminals Who Got Caught by Social Media, that episode. I did that one back in March of this year. And I gotta tell you, Florida has, they just always manage to keep me on my toes. They do. Thank you. Thank you, Florida. One of these days, I'm going to do an entire episode specifically about hilarious Florida stories. I need to do that. If you live in Florida and you've witnessed some random crazy shit, please email me your story and or experience and let me talk shit about it here on the podcast. Help me help you listen to amazing, hilarious things. Do that. Oh, Florida, I love you. God bless you. So I'm going to warn you guys right now ahead of time that this next one's kind of gross, or at least it is to me. Okay. So you've been warned here. This is coming from rd.com. Thank God for the internet. So we've got three thieves who are looking to score some drugs. Yeah. Drugs. So we're going to take another visit to Florida. Okay. Silver Springs, Florida, to be exact. All right. Thank you, Florida. God bless you. So these three idiots break into a house and they come across three jars of cocaine, which is a lot of cocaine, in my opinion. And they steal all three of these jars, take it home, and immediately began snorting the contents of the jars. Okay, now I'm not sure how many sniffs of coke or how many snorts of coke it took to realize their mistake, but they soon realized that the jars were not jars of cocaine, but urns that consisted of the cremains of the victim's husband and two dogs. Now, I warned you that this was kind of gross because these guys snorted human ash is what they did. They snorted the remains of someone who was cremated. That's gross. But I honestly cannot help but wonder, okay, and you know me, I have to ask these questions. It's my job, all right? How much coke they snorted before they realized it wasn't cocaine? Like, how? Because when someone is cremated, there are times when certain body parts do not turn to ash. They don't burn completely. Sometimes you find teeth or bones or things like that. Did one of them just snort up a molar before they realized that it wasn't cocaine? I don't understand, and I would like to. Were they already high when they got this quote unquote cocaine? Like, I have so many questions. Okay, if you were one of the people who committed this crime and you snorted human ash, could you do me a favor and call into the show and tell us what the fuck? That we would like to know. 805-664-1828. Please tell us what the fuck. I need to know. We all do. This is crazy. I cannot. This episode is so random. I love it. I love little episodes like this one. You guys know how much I love it. And I managed to find some stories without going to smokinggun.com. You guys know I love the smokinggun.com. That's my site. I found some other goodies in doing research for this episode, so this is great. Anyways, this one is coming from readersdigest.ca. And this is a very interestingly stupid story that I had to share with you. Oh, and good news, this one's in Germany and not Florida, so I figured I'd give Florida a break for now. So we've got a guy in Germany, and he's 29 years old. This particular article doesn't mention his name, but he tried to break into his neighbor's home using his bank card. Yeah, like his debit card or something, like his legit bank card that belongs to the man that's breaking into the house. He actually tried to break into this man's house using a bank card to unlock the door. Like in the movies, you know, when they take a library card or a credit card and they can get into doors and shit that way. Yeah, that's what he tried to do. Okay. So the homeowner heard the noise and woke up. Okay. So the thief, of course, is trying to get away as quickly as possible. You know, because he's like freaking out and just like, oh God, I'm going to get caught. I gotta go. So in his haste, if you will, his card snapped in half. And of course, he didn't think to look around for it to pick it up. So he left it behind. So the homeowner calls the police and reads the information that's available on the half of the bank card that he has. And the cops are like, oh, we're on it. No worries. This is totally easy. Got his name. We're on this. Okay. So the police, they found the idiot's house from the information that they got from the bank card and arrested him. And get this, the other half of this fool's bank card was sitting on his kitchen table, just sitting there, plain sight. Just boop, here's the other half of the card. Here's more evidence. You're going to jail. Okay. It's like he didn't even try. Again, if you're the guy who did this, I'm going to need you to call into the show and explain what the fuck. Okay. I don't speak German, but we'll figure that part out later. Just 805-664-1828. Please tell us what the fuck. We need to understand. I have so many questions with no answers, and I just want to know why. That's one of them. Another question I have is, why did you use your own bank card or any card at all, for that matter, to break into someone's home? That question of why just became a more specific why. What's going on? Okay, people have deadbolts now, security cameras, dogs and shit. Like, I'm pretty sure most homes can defend themselves against a piece of plastic these days. That is just me. I don't know. I am not an architect. I don't know. Sir, I'm very glad that you are a shitty burglar. I'm glad. And I hope the rest of them are just as stupid as you so we can catch them and get them off our streets. That's what we need. Goodness. Goodness, Germany. Look at you. Over here, just the European Florida, just out there being Florida and German. Like what? Oh my God. I enjoyed that one a lot. I did. Well, this was fun. I enjoy myself. I gotta say, people can be very stupid. And I feel like this episode proved that. The amount of evidence is overwhelming and it's just damning. There's just, there's nothing you can do about it. And if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's, I don't know, maybe pay attention to the things you put up your nose. You know, it might be human ash. Professionally silly life rules, people. Pay attention. Like, if you enjoy this episode, let me know on the podcast Twitter at It's Pro Silly or in the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. I want to hear your feedback because I love it when you awesome human beings join in on the silly. I love it. Also, reminder, if you have any stories that you want to share, scary, funny, embarrassing, paranormal, whatever, maybe you just want to be like, what's up? I like the sound of your voice. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You can always leave me a message on Anchor or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or a text message and I'll put you on the podcast unless you say otherwise. But I would love, love, love to hear from you. That'd be great. I also want to thank you guys so much for your support and coming back every week. Bruh, it means the world to me that you're hanging out with me every week, checking me out, you know, having a good time. And if this is your first time listening, I hope that you decide to come back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly up in here. And oh, speaking of professionally silly, the Professionally Silly YouTube channel has reached over 10,000 subscribers. I've reached my goal, okay, of 10,000 subscribers. We're at, I think the last I checked was like 10,015, so I don't want to brag or nothing, but 11,000, we coming for you. Now, I've been trying to get 10,000 subscribers for, oh my God, almost a decade, I feel like. And being a creator on any platform can be difficult because there's just so much competition, so much content out there, so many creators doing exactly what you're doing, so it's hard for people to come across your stuff, you know. And sometimes it can be difficult because it takes a long time for you to see any success and all your hard work sometimes, you know. And I finally see it and it feels fucking amazing. Feels great. So shout out to all of you that have subscribed to my YouTube channel and you're supporting my content. If you're an avid podcast listener, check out my YouTube channel, man. You're going to love it. I've got two of them, Professionally Silly and Paranormal Blacktivity. We have a good time over there on those channels. And you know we have a great time here because you're here. So why not check out the silly, you know, visually? Why not? Give me a chance. Give me a chance now. Again, I want to thank you guys a lot because you guys are fucking titties, okay? I would not be anywhere near where I am without you guys, and I would not be going where I hope I'm going without you guys, so thank you so fucking much. Now, don't forget, guys, to support this podcast as well. Now, don't forget now. You can do that by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts if you've got that. So it's super important for the show. It's really literally the only way to really help my podcast grow. So I need your help in order to do that. So leave a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts because it's super helpful. Okay, so share this podcast with a friend and let's have some fun together. Let's share the silly. You know what I'm saying? This podcast, and let them know it's available on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. So if they like, oh, I don't have an iPhone, so I can't hear. Nope. We're available everywhere, so there's no excuse. Get on that. Get on that immediately. And if you do enjoy the Professionally Silly podcast and you you want to help out, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations to the Anchor app. This is the way that you can help this podcast continue to flow, okay, and keep moving the silly forward. That's how you do it. That's what we do. And you can donate as low as 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you got commitment issues, you can always, you know, check out my PayPal, www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Help me keep this silly flowing, y'all. I need your help. I need you. Now, make sure you guys check out the show notes down below for some more bonus information, like my social media stuff. I got Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube channels, all kinds of stuff. So check me out down there. And I'm really excited about the future of this podcast and the future of my YouTube channels. Things are looking up, Jack. I'm loving it. Things are looking up, and I'm excited to see where we go. You know, I'm really excited about that. Also, guys, don't forget about the podcast Facebook group, Professionally Silly Podcast Group on Facebook. Make sure you go ahead and join us there. Follow us, subscribe, whatever it's called. And share your opinions on my older and or newer episodes. Post funny videos, memes, what have you. Let's have a good time. Let's have some fun. Also, I've got a P.O. box. If you want to snail mail me, you can. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Stay silly, my loves, and I'll see you next week.